Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken again from Ruth chapter 3, and we're reading verses 7 to 13.
When Boaz had finished eating and drinking, and was in good spirits, he went over to lie down at the far end of the grain pile. Ruth approached quietly, and covered his feet and lay down. In the middle of the night, something startled the man, and he turned and discovered a woman lying at his feet. "Who are you?" he asked. "I am your servant Ruth," she said. "Spread the corner of your garment over me, since you are a kinsman redeemer." "The Lord bless you, my daughter," he replied. "This kindness is greater than that which you showed earlier. You have not run after the younger men, whether rich or poor. And now, my daughter, don't be afraid. I will do for you all you ask. All my fellow townsmen know that you are a woman of noble character. Although it is true that I am near of kin, there is a kinsman redeemer nearer than I. Stay here for the night, and in the morning, if he wants to redeem, good. Let him redeem. But if he is not willing, as surely as the Lord lives, I will do it. Lie here until morning."
Our focus is on verse 9. "Spread the corner of your garment over me." As we saw yesterday, Ruth was not backward in coming forward and sets us an example to follow. Encouraged by her mother-in-law Naomi, Ruth sought the protection of Boaz through this symbolic act. Her request was not ignored and led to a marriage that proved significant for you and me. From their family line, Christ became incarnate and has become our eternal Redeemer kinsman. In her hour of need, Ruth took the opportunity that was there and sought the help of Boaz. He provided all that she and Naomi needed, and more besides. The same can be true for us. Whatever the hour and whatever our needs, we can come to Jesus for salvation, protection, and help. Our request will not be ignored, and we can experience that covering of comfort, peace, and assurance that Jesus gives to all who trust in him. So let's take refuge in Jesus today. A prayer. Lord Jesus, we pray for your protection over your church today. We pray especially for your people caught up in war and armed conflict, that they will be peacemakers in your name. We pray for those in distress and turmoil, that they will turn to you for comfort and peace. In your name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.